chaver.
Mm-hmm.
Kneel as a chaver.
Right here.
Did I get Rebbe's cup?
Oh.
Get it. Gotta be Joey.
And then somebody put a sitter here, I guess. They're thinking things might, you know, might get a little dicey. What's that?
But it's fired.
Oh, it is? Oh. Right. Okay, thank you. Right. It's a whole different... I mean, it's not different to daven with. It's just to analyze the different mishkos.
It's not avodas yom kippurim different.
What's that?
It's avodas different. Yom kippurim different.
Well, that's also... Yeah, it is, sure. Amitz koach and ato kananta. The ato kananta is much easier to... understand, and the Tachas Aron HaKohen was a diuk from the Ato Kananta, not so much from the Amitz Koach. So you're right. Ah, maybe that, you're saying that's why it's there. I hear
that.
See, when you're only here, you know, and virtually, you can't make such haaros.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you. Okay, let's begin. Because again, our time is pressed. So we've been discussing. Last thing we're discussing was the various. Vodos which might require the Kohen Gadol, and we're trying to explain that that's a dual question. Number one, about the nature of those avodos, whether they have a double nature, whether they integrate, whether they only integrate, or they integrate but they retain their separate identity as well. And obviously, it could be Bechalik, I should mention this as well, might explain some of the mixed evidence between different of the cases. Again, we already alluded to this when it comes to the language of Rambam, distinguishing between them. Again, it sounds like there's a hierarchy. Tzvidim, Dimbusafim. Again, we might have thought the hierarchy would go in a different way. But the Tzvidim, there's the Musafim of Yom Kippur, there's the Musafim of Shabbos, which we'll speak more about in just a minute, because I said I was going to talk about the four perspectives. Then, of course, there is also, the Rambam treats separately Ketores and the Menorah, again, because they're not the 15 Karbanos, and the question is whether that's just therefore a technical difference, or this is all highly symptomatic. And again, there'll be significant nafkamina, whether or not you have the, you fulfill at least the kiyum of those more, you know, generic mitzvos, even if there's a pgam. You might say, in other words, there's a pgam in the, you know, in the whole avoda. Even that would also be. Look, one thing is to say that it's just a lechatchila. Obviously, if you hold like that perspective in the Ramban is cited in the Ritva. But even if you say things are ma'akev, being ma'akev the avoda is not the same as being ma'akev the kiyum tamid. Or Musafin, or Menorah, or Ketores Hazah. So there are different levels that we could, just as in the Ramban quoted by the Ritva, there are different levels, so too there might be different levels, even some of the Rishonim of this might express it, some said being L'chatchila B'diavad, might be in terms of the, again, the impact on the Avodah, as opposed to the status of the more generic things. So this is what we have been analyzing and discussing. One thing I did, I think I was started the sentence and I just forgot to mention it, was, before we get to that, okay, we'll get to, first of all, just one, before we get to what I was about to say, one other thing just very quickly. I mentioned the other day that it's particularly interesting in light of the, you know, view that Aron HaKohen can be nifnas lefnai v'lefnim, whatever, that the Gemara does seem to say that Yom Kippur is tchila legabe, you know, hamakom. And I thought that would be very significant, especially if there aren't really two dinim. You know, that you know, would be very crucial in terms of establishing the Yom Kippur kind of esque nature of this, even when it's our own, more specifically, you know, as opposed to the range of other views that we were discussing in terms of how to deal with these two things. But I should mention that Chayadam, I mentioned that this Gra, you know, is also quoted by the Chayadam at the end of Hilchas Avelos in Sefer Chochmas Adam, really, technically. And he has one other, contribution from a Parshanut point of view that basically contradicts what I just said, so you should just be aware of it. And that is what the Torah says, uses the expression, Vayas Kasher Tzivah Hashem. Right? And Rashi, you know, says, oh, you know, Aaron, you know, listened and he did everything, you know, Melamed Shiloshina, and that's, you know, again, there's a whole discussion about the significance of that. Why would you think that he would, and the role of Tzivui Hashem, and especially the contrast to, Misas B'nei Aaron, Nadav and Aviyu, and of course goes back to some of the Mishkon, you know, type issues, etc. Fine. But the interesting Parshanut Ha'ara of the Chai Adam is that he was troubled by this, and since he was very enamored with the Mechutin's approach, meaning the Gra, so he said that the Pshat in Bayas Kasher Tziva Hashem is that as soon as Aaron heard, you know, that that he could be Nichnas any time, Lifnai V'Lifnim, that immediately he did it. Bayas Kasher Tziva Hashem. So, meaning the first, according to that view, the first, I guess, Knisa Lifnai V'Lifnim, you know, was actually Al Yidei Aaron Shelo Bizman Yom Kippur. So that would be, I'm going to have to check it again, but I don't think he addresses, you know, how would you read the Gemara and the Bible of the days. Maybe he has another way to read it other than Rashi, or maybe he just thinks that the Medrash is inconsistent with Rashi. But since I did mention, and I do strongly believe that these things are compatible and therefore they're important, I just wanted to be accurate in noting that if you interpret the psukim like the Chayadam, that throws a little bit of a wrench, you know, into that. I guess that would, you know, establish either the two dinim idea or that the real din is, you know, the knisa of Aaron, you know, and the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, is the substitute for that, rather than the real din being, you know, Yom Kippur, and, you know, being able to simulate kind of that practically or approximately, you know, in Aaron, you know, Kol Shana. So this should be aware of that. The second point I wanted to make, which I think I remember started to speak about and then I got distracted, was that the in the Kuntras Vodas Yom Kippur of the Rav Shiurim, he has, after he notes, why should it be that the Kohen Gadol has to preside over the Tmidim, and that might even be Ma'akev, that I mentioned he doesn't, at least there, as he never said, go with the Or Sameach idea, the Or Sameach saying about Musafin, about, you know, the Gemara in Zvach and Tzadi Aleph. Instead, he emphasizes the Betzarev of the, or the structure, framework of Chamesh Tfilos and Eser Kiddushin. So then in the footnote, he quotes that he says that the Rav was mistapek whether the the general din that we find that Tmidin and Musafim are not ma'akdin, you know, zeh. That's clear. So that's a sugya in Menachos and Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. But the Rav was mistapek in the context of Avodas Yom Kippurim whether maybe that wouldn't be true, because both the Tmidim and the Musafim play an additional role in the Avodas Hayom. So is it possible that they would be Ma'akev? Not just the Avodas Hayom, but in other words, they would be Ma'akev, the individual Kiyum, you know, as a result as well. So again, this I think is a way of highlighting kind of what I alluded to a second ago, which is that even when we talk about, the Tmidim, Musafim, the menorah, the ketores, right, assuming also the status of a din in Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, right, the question is, does that completely, refine and redefine them, even vis-a-vis their own kiyumim. In other words, it's all or nothing. If you don't accomplish, you know, the tmidin and musafim of Yom Kippur, you know, as a din and avodas Yom Kippurim, then you don't accomplish the, you know, the kiyum of tmidim kol yom or musafim shalachag either. Right, or those remain two separate dinim. And I said a second ago, I think it might be machalek between tzmidim and musafim and other things. But so that's an interesting safek. In other words, so does the regular din vis-a-vis these kiyumim that tzmidim and musafim are independent of each other? Does that apply on Yom Kippur? Again, there's no evidence one way or another, but the safek itself, I think, is significant. Okay. So having said that, let me return for a couple of minutes to the Rambam and then talk about a few other examples of this, and then speak about Nasui, and then speak about the, you know, the Karbanos Hayom. So, we were talking about the Rambam Shita regarding Musafir. And I basically wanted to suggest that there were four or five different perspectives that you could apply. And they're not, again, mutually exclusive. Some of them are not mutually exclusive either. Again, the problem being that the Rambam, without evidence, assumes or projects that the Kohen Gadol also has to preside over Musafe Shabbos. So what is the basis of that? So the Or Sameach, you know, says that the when the Gemara in Menachos and Avayin of Aleph, you know, says that the Musafim and the Tamid Shel Shachar mention that they, you know, that they go together. Musafim Bahadin Tamid Shel Shachar. That, you know, probably the Rambam understood that he meant whatever the Musafim are, meaning in, I forget what we said the percentage was, but you know. 38% of Yom Kippurs or 23% of Yom Kippurs are on Shabbos. And if you just make a blanket statement, you know, about Tmidin and Musafim, you know, being included, you know, together, so whatever the Musafim are. Again, I don't think that's very compelling. But he says, you know, this shows you that the Or Sameach is casting about, you know, for a mokar. Like, where does the Rambam know this halakha from? Then he comes to the suggestion that really this is a din in the convergence of kiyumim, you know, which is a chalos, and that's based on the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Then he reinforces it by quoting the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, which the Rambam paskens l'halacha, I might add. And that is the Gemara. The Gemara there tells us that if you have Pesach Shecholios, if you have Yud Dalet called Erev Chag HaMatzos, right? Shecholios B'Shabbos. So the on the night of Yom Tov, which is Tesvav, right? You are allowed to be makriv the Evarim of the leftover Evarim of the Korban Pesach, on the basis of the principle of Chelvei Shabbos Krevim Biyom Tov. The truth is, I was always very bothered by that Gemara. This is not a Yom Kippur comment, but you'll excuse me anyway. Just to make an agah point, and then maybe we'll pick it up. You know, I guess 7-8 months from now. But it always occurred to me that you really need, Chelvei Shabbos, you know, Kraven B'Yom Tov in order to justify, you know, being the Makriv Be'Varim of the Korban Pesach on Chag HaMatzos? Like, shouldn't the close relationship between Korban Pesach and Chag HaMatzos itself establish that? But maybe that's what you see. Maybe you really see that, you know, even though Achilas of Pesach takes place on the night of Tesvav, that, you know, because the Korban Pesach, again, since another strongly held view, because Korban Pesach generates its own kind of a Yom Tov or quasi Yom Tov, you know, that, you know, even though of course it's so related and it overlaps in so many areas, nonetheless, we are still very strict you know, about going from one to the other, not starting, you know, the dinim of Yom Tov, of, you know, there's no Tosefes Yom Tov probably, on, you know, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, or, you know, Ba'yom Ahu, Yochel Lidbod Yom, you know, etc. Shoshesh Matzah Marv. So Dafka, because there's this tremendous overlap which expresses itself in many things, there's a certain kpeda, you know, to keeping the Yom Tovim separate. You know, Mashal Mad Overdoma a little bit. You know, Shmini Atzeres being a Chag B'fnei Atzmo. So in some things they overlap, and in some things they Dafka don't overlap. Sometimes to stake out the, you know, the independent element, you know, you have to kind of overcompensate the other way. So I just think it's a very striking Gemara anyway, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. And that is that the Gemara needs Shabbos. If it wasn't for Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do this. The Gemara needs Shabbos and Chelve Shabbos Kreven Biyomto to justify that you can, you know, that you can be mocked here, the Evare, you know, HaPesach Amen. Anyways, for our purposes now, the Or Sameach quotes that Gemara again, to prove this convergence theory. Namely, you see from there, because these are the Evarim of the Pesach, they're not the Evarim of the Musafei Shabbos, they're not even from the Tmidei Shabbos, they're from the coincidence of the calendar, namely the Korban Pesach. So, if, nonetheless, we say the din of Shabbos, Kreve Biyonto, namely the you see that, you know, the convergence between Korban Pesach and Shabbos is a chalos. You know, and it, so again, that's another raya. The raya that he doesn't bring is, but that others bring, is the sugya in Bamei Madlikin. And that's about Ni'ila, where the Gemara discusses whether or not where Mazkir, Me'ein, Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Do you have the Haskaros of Shabbos in the Tefillah of Ne'ilah? There is no Ne'ilah of Shabbos. So does the convergence here create that? Or now that's a discussion with the Gemara. We Paskin, as we all know, because it happens X amount of times, that we do mention Shel Shabbos bin Ne'ilah. So that's another Raya of the Or Sameach. So basically his idea is that there's always this, or there's often this convergence, and you know what I call a juggernaut of if you make kedusha or whatever, that is more than the sum of its parts, and that constitutes not just a coincidence, but really a hyphenation of status of some sort. And therefore, hu adin hachi as well, that musafe Shabbos, right, just become musafe Yom Kippur when they're on Yom Kippur. That's why he thinks, I believe, psychologically, that it's even worth mentioning the Gemara in Menachos, Ayinu Ben Aleph. I said before, it doesn't really seem, he knows that it's not very compelling, but once the next line he's going to quote Tzadi Aleph or Ben Aleph, so then, you know, and, you know, Psachim Nuntes, and, you know, and we're going to quote Shabbos Chavdalid, you know, and establish that this is a wider idea, so then maybe, you know, that Gemara on Ayinu Ben Aleph is a little more, you know, compelling. Okay, so that is, that's one idea, and certainly it's a very important idea. The only you know, histaigut, I guess, that I would caution is that I'm not so convinced that, A, that would justify the Kohen Gadol's presiding to be ma'akev. You know, it might show that there's an additional keel. Most of these show that there's a keel. They don't necessarily show a complete redefinition, you know, ad kedei kach, that it loses, or that there's a loss of the original, you know, identity. Right here, we need to say, you know, l'chatchilo that the Kohen Gadol should preside. Probably for that you have enough, assuming this is a din klali. But is it also ma'akev, you know, the Musafe Shabbos, like we were asking a second ago, before we were asking about the relationship of Musaf and then read it, but is it ma'akev Musafe Shabbos? That is not indicated by these Gemaras, by the convergence. Convergence, Gemaras prove a chalos, and that it counts. They don't prove that you lose the independent value, and all it is a hyphenation. Because again, the Gemaras in Tzvachim are about, you know, the relationship between Tadir and Mekudash. Oh, you have the status of Mekudash. You know, the need for, you know, L'chatchila, certainly, to mention the Meina Ma'ora, that's fine. And so on. Again, even Chalvei Shabbos, creating B'Yom Tov, so it shows that there's a Chalos Shabbos Pasach. Right, but it doesn't show, you know, that it's no longer also a regular Pesach. It being a Pesach is not what's problematic. It's not being a Yom Tov, you know, or that Yom Tov is what's problematic. And Shabbos, you know, accomplishes that. So that's number one. And number two is that I think it's very possible that instead of saying there's a din klali of convergences, that we, you know, look at the cases, out of the machloksim in some cases, and try to figure out whether or not certain types of convergences are more significant than others. Now, as it happens, a lot of them, I think, are quite compelling. But either way, it's an exercise that we should undertake. Here we're talking about the convergence of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So again, the Gemara in Bamei Madlikin definitely addresses that. But it's not necessarily addressed by the other Gemaras. So what does the other Gemara, what do that other Gemara, those other Gemaras talk about? So what is Tzadi Aleph in Zvach? What are the cases there?
Well, Shabbos.
Or Josh, go ahead.
Well, one is just Shabbos.
What is Shabbos and Tmidim?
Right.
Which we'll get to in just a second. I think that's very interesting. Meaning Musafe Shabbos and Tmidim. Okay. So the idea that Shabbos, you know, connects with Tamid is an intriguing idea. I'm going to argue, if, you know, in a minute that might be a special din anyway, based on Psukim, based on a Diuk in the Rambam. I think there's some substantive issues connected with that. But that's one. Okay, so it's Shabbos and Tmidim. Similarly, by the way, the Gemara there in Zvachim also speaks about Tfilas Mincha on Shabbos and compares it to Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos. Right? Same idea, basically, because the Mincha is connected to Tamid. So the Gemara says Tfilas Mincha on Shabbos, just like Tfilas Musaf is a Shabbos defined tefillah, right? So that's on a tefillah level what the Gemara has in terms of korbanos. That's here in Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. Tashma Adam Rabbi Yochan Halacha Mispal Adam Shomidcha V'Achach Shom Musafe Atu Shaz. So again, the Gemara says, how can you daven mincha before musaf? Right? After all, you daven mincha every day, that's tadir, but it's not kudash, as opposed to musafin. So the Gemara says, Atu Shabbos, the tefillas musafin, ahanoi, the tefillas mincha lo ahanoi. Okay? That's like this first question of the Gemara was, Toshma tmidin kodmin limusafin. Afagav the musafin kedishi. So the Gemara says, Atu Shabbos, limusafin, ahanoi, the tmidim lo ahanoi. Then the next one is, what's the next one, Josh?
Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
Musafe Shabbos, Kodmin le Musafe Rosh Chodesh. Right. So the Gemara says, Atu Rosh Chodesh le Musafe Didei Ahani le Musafe Shabbos lo Ahani. So this is about the converse. So we have the convergence of Tamid and Shabbos. We have the convergence of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So the convergence of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is a whole Torah. Okay, I'm not going to go into it right now, but also just, you know, make sense. And they all make sense, the truth is, but at least it's important to, you know, to analyze each one of them anyway. Meaning, of course, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, in some respects, represent, you know, two poles, right? You have the Kaddish Yisrael, you know, and the Kaddish HaShabbos. And of course, then the two beginnings of the Torah, right? The Bereishis, you know, according to view in Chazal that the Torah should have started with Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Instead, well, not, you could argue that we start with Bereishis, but we start with Shabbos, in a way, right? And these are, you know, two models. So the idea that when there's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that there is a hyphenation going on there, a convergence, you know, may affect things like whether the Olam Yavo, you know, in Beres Hamazon is Ma'akev, you know, or not. It's not for Rosh Chodesh, but it might be for Shabbos. There might be a different explanation. That's Machlokas on Rishonim. The Nusach HaTfilah, oh, right? The Nusach Sfard. There you go. Why it is, you know, or, you know, if you look at the Nusach HaTfilah, especially of Musaf, right, and especially the Nusach Sfard version of it, you know, you have, there's a comment already that they make in the name of the Gra, right? It sounds like you're not just relating to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but that somehow you're kind of redefining, you know, when you have both. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting piece on that, on the Nusach HaTfilah of Nusach Sfard. I think quotes it also from the Gra, or he expands on that Gra. So there's a lot of evidence in the question, of course, of whether or not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is treated differently than Shabbos alone or Rosh Chodesh alone, or usually mostly Rosh Chodesh alone, in terms of Haskara. You know, let's say you eat, you know, before it's nighttime or after. You know, let's say you're sitting and eating Shabbos Shudas, right, and it's already nighttime. You know, whether it goes by the Suda, in other words, or by the Zman, is there a difference between Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and is there a difference when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? And there's a whole list. I don't want to go into it right now. We'll do it another time. But the idea is that the convergence of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which is implied by this Gemara, is very, very well established. Let's say that. What's the other one? Third one?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Toshma Musafir Rosh Chodesh, Kodim Musafir Rosh Hashanah. Avagav Rosh Hashanah Kedosha. So the Gemara says, Atar Rosh Hashanah, the Musafi, Bidei, Ahani, the Musafir Rosh Chodesh, Lo Ahani. So again, another personal, favorite topic. And that is that, Bekesel Yom Chageinu, right, is a Chag Shah. Chodesh Miskasebo, right? Obviously, Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday that occurs on a Rosh Chodesh. The question is that just a coincidence in the calendar, and the halachic consequences also are just kind of more peripheral and incidental? Or is the idea, and I think it is very meduyak in the psukim and in many other halachos, that, you know, Rosh Hashanah is kind of, you know, the super, you know, Rosh Chodesh. Not a coincidence at all. In which case, you know, you'll get kulas and chumras. Right? And of course, part of the question of whether or not you've even mentioned, you know, fully the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and Nusach HaTfilah, Rabbeinu Meshulam, and Rabbeinu Tam, and, you know, there are different girsos about what exactly was and was not being proposed, the chatos, the olos, what, again, without going into details, bekesel yom chageinu. So the point I'm trying to make is that if this Gemara speaks about Tamid and Shabbos, and it could be Tamid in everything, because otherwise probably you could ask the same question from, because Tamidim are always Kodim, all Musafim. The Gemara uses the example of Shabbos. So I'm going to make a suggestion about Tamidim and Musafim Shabbos in just a minute, but probably this Gemara, even though they're talking about Tamidim and Shabbos, that's the most frequent one, obviously. It happens, you know, every 7 days. So, but presumably, you know, if they felt it was only that, then they could have just said, well, Tashma, you know, what about Tmidin and Rosh Chodesh, or Tmidin and, you know, any other Yontif? So presumably that goes, you know, across the board. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is that we have, In this sugya at least, very specific cases where there's good reason to think, you know, that the particular convergences, Super Rosh Hashanah, you know, or, you know, the two models of you know, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Again, Tmidin and anything, because, you know, Tmidin is always part of every calendar, and therefore it's part of, there's always going to be a Tmid, and we know this in advance, not a coincidence of the calendar exactly. Instead of saying, no, it's generic, for all we know, like, you know, there's a Tmid of Yom Rishon and a Tmid of Yom Shad, something to think about, you know. And even if there's not, there's a Tmid of Shabbos, and there's a Tmid of Yom Tov, maybe. So, does it follow from here that you'd say the same thing about Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Now, again, the Gemara in Pesachim, that's the pshat, is a convergence of Pesach and Shabbos, or Korban Pesach and Shabbos. Again, I think you can make the point that that's a convergence of, like, you know, Pesach. Oh, okay, I don't want to leave again. That's all, just like I said about Rosh Chodesh, you could say that the Torah begins either with Shabbos or begins with Pesach. But either way, this is something to think about. So that's point number one, but that leads us to point number two. And that's the second approach, which is that maybe this isn't a general din in the convergence of Kedushos, but maybe Dafka, it's a very specific din in the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Not because of the generic convergence, but because of the, which is another way of saying, well, you know, maybe even more compelling than the ones in Tzvachim, or as compelling as the ones in Tzvachim, if you didn't want to just make it into a generic idea, generally, is the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And one could certainly make this point very forcefully, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur maybe are the most connected, right? That Shabbos and Shabbos Shabbosim, as we know. And, of course, the full complement of Yisra Malacha. Now, again, there could be another reason, meaning Ohet or Ochel Nefesh. According to some, the Shagas Aryeh and the Netziv, we've spoken about this many times in the past, but according to them, you know, the lack of Heter Ochel Nefesh on Yom Kippur has to do with Heter Ochel Nefesh being connected to Chiyuv, Simcha V'Seuda. Obviously, that doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. But there's, you know, equal evidence, you know, in other Makoros that that's not the reason at all. And that, you know, Heter Ochel Nefesh, you know, is not directly connected to Chiyuv, Seuda, the Simcha. In which case, the question is, how come everything else, to use Ramban's terminology, but everything but Shabbos and Melachas Avodah, with the exception of Yom Kippur, which is called Melacha? Like, why is that? Especially, just to strengthen it, since the Mechayiv, seemingly, would differentiate Shabbos and Yom Tov generally, should seemingly differentiate Shabbos and Yom Kippur too. Namely, that when it comes to Shabbos, it's Kibbo Shabbos, we call Malak Tosh, and Barla Kib Lassos. And that doesn't apply. Yom Kippur's not Kibbo Shabbos, we call Malak Tosh. What does Yisra Malach have to do with Yom Kippur? Right? So, given that, and yet you have this full complement, and this, if you don't accept the view that it flows or stems from the Nisam as natural Seichem per se, right? So what really is happening? Moreover, you have, you know, and when it comes to other Moadim and Yontif, violations are, you know, the Balkis, you know, here you have, again, you know, capital crime. There are some Achronim who think that Mumer, you know, Lechal Yom Kippur is treated as Mumer Lechal Shabbos, maybe for the same reason, because, or maybe for a different reason, whatever it is. The point is that there seem to be a lot of overlaps between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and the fact that it's called Shabbos Shabbos, so obviously not a small thing, and the fact that the Rambam formulates it in Hilchos Shvi'is Asar right after Shabbos and Erevin, and before Hilchos Yom Tov, again, much bigger topics. I think that the Rambam in particular, of all Rishonim, really felt A, that Yom Kippur wasn't a regular Yom Tov, and B, that it really was not just a Melitza, but in content, Shabbos Shabbos. Again, one of the strongest proofs for that is the Rambam of Yom Erevin, which I put on Bar Makomos, where the Rambam says, Yerali, you know, that when it comes to Tchumim, that we say Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Kedusha Achas and not Shnei Kedushas. And again, he has no evidence for it. Right? He's admitting that it's Yerali. It's not a conviction, but it's a conviction which is so deeply consistent with everything that the Rambam does about Yom Kippur, that, you know, again, it's just inspiring. So, in the end of the day, of all Rishonim, this is my suggestion, of all Rishonim, you know, to talk about this question, namely, does the Kohen Gadol have to preside over Musafei, you know, Shabbos on Yom Kippur? And, you know, not to have a raya and to assume that the answer is yes. So in addition to the general convergence idea, or separate from it, or maybe a more particular application of it, or maybe it's just even more than that, you know, of all people, you know, the Rambam, you know, may just be very comfortable with this idea that, you know, when you have this convergence, you know, it's even stronger than anything else, and it really does redefine it in a way that, you know, it's not just a kiyum, but it's really ma'akev, you know, even the Musaf Shabbos itself, when they really integrate. So, again, I mentioned the Or Sameach about, Or Sameach wants to know, or discusses the question that the Achronim discuss, and that is, you know, do you make Kiddush on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, if you're a Chol of a Sukkah? So again, he is looking at it from a general convergence point of view, which is fine. But there is a major debate in the Rishonim in general, right, whether or not, you know, a Chol of a Sukkah makes brachos, you know, makes Kiddush, you know, that kind of stuff, the Rosh and the Rajba, no less, and a major debate in the Poskim. And in the context of that, you have this whole discussion, you know, is there a difference between Shabbos and everything else, right? But the point is that instead of seeing it in terms of the general convergence, you might say that it's about this particular convergence of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Okay, so there's a lot more to say about that, but that would be, I guess, the second approach. The third approach would be to say that Musafei Shabbos in particular are treated, you know, like Tmidim. Okay, and again, that would have worked very well for that Gemara in Tzvachim too, certainly in terms of what the Gemara says, but as I said before, I just think the Gemara is so vulnerable to the next question that you have to assume that the Atu there about Tmidim applies to the others as well, because otherwise it's just a missing question to prove the point. But either way, so we'll leave the Gemara in Tzvachim, Tzadi Aleph, and Aleph aside for the moment. But just to point out, this is a diuk that Rav Elbel, that is attributed to Rav Elbel. Again, it's a, I think it's a small diuk, but an interesting one, but it's reinforced by other small things and by Svar. And that is that in the Koteret, Hilchos Tmidin and Musafin, so when the Rambam speaks about the mitzvos, when it comes to the Musafin, so he says the only time he uses a verb is when it comes to Shabbos. This is Ches. Right? You have all the various mitzvos. What is the mitzvah Ches is Lahosif Shnei Kevasim Olos the Shabbos. As opposed to Yud Musaf Rosh Chadashim, Yud Aleph Musaf HaPesach, Yud Gimel Musaf Atzeres, Te'etzvav Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Musaf Yom Tzom. By the way, again, Yom Tzom, right? Again, in the context of Karbanos, Yom Tzom. Right, we have it also, we'll have it today also in Yisroel Via, you have it also, Yom Tzom, reference to Yom Kippur. Musaf HaChag, Musaf Shmini Atzeres. So, when it comes to the other Musafim, right, the Rambam, the Koteret, uses the expression Musaf, but he basically uses a noun. And when it comes to Shabbos, he has Lahosid Shnei Kvasim Olos the Shabbos. So they say in the name of Rav Elbel, see that it's quoted in the name of Rav Elbel, that he thought that this is an indication that the relationship between Musaf Shabbos and the Tmidim is more is more of a single kiyum, right, than the other Yom Tov. That Musaf Yom Tovim or Musaf, even Musaf Rosh Chodesh, right, it's more distinctive or separate from the Tmidim, and in Shabbos it's more integrated. The truth is that it also sounds a little bit like that in Sefer Mitzvah. It's not quite the same. But if you look here in Mem Aleph, Hishat Sivanu Lahakriv, but here, actually interesting, that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are more similar to each other. And I'll show you in the Psukim, even though I probably should have done it backwards, that Shabbos is a little bit different. Then Rosh Chodesh is closest to Shabbos, and then you have Pesach. Not so much Yom Tov Rishon, but the rest of Pesach. And then you have the others. I'll explain it in a minute. So Mitzvah Mamalev Shetzivanu Lahakriv Karban B'Kol Shabbos Musaf Al Tamid Shalakol Yom Uzeu Anikra Musaf Shabbos. Right? When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, here it's the same. Hishetzivanu Lahakriv Karban B'Kol Rosh Chodesh Musaf Al Tamid Shalakol Yom Uzeu Musaf Shalakol Yom. Actually, in Sefer Mitzvos, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, which is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right? Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right? He formulates the same way. Contrast that with how he formulates the other ones. Mitzvah Mem Gimel Shetzivanu Lahakriv Korban Musaf, not Lahakriv Korban B'Kol Shabbos or B'Kol Rosh Chodesh Musaf Al Tamid, which is what he said in the first two, but Lahakriv Korban Musaf Al Hatamid. And then when it comes to the other Hakim Korban Musaf Gam Kain Biyom Chamishim, that's Mem Hei, and then comes the Hakim Korban Musaf Biyom Rishon Mitishrei Buhu Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the Hakim Korban Musaf Biyom Asiri Mitishrei Buhu, etc., the Hakim Korban Musaf Bimei Chag HaSukkos, Lahakriv Korban Musaf Biyom Shmini Michag HaSukkot. So if you're medayik in the language, which I'm trying to do, so there are really, this is a there are three, basically, levels in Sefer Mitzvot. Okay? Again, in Koteret, you have just Shabbos, Lahosiv, and the others are Musaf, Musaf, Musaf. Okay? In Sefer Mitzvot, it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are treated identically as right, lahakriv korban musaf al tamid. Okay, that's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. They're treated the same. Then comes Shiva kol Shiva simeh Pesach lahakriv korban musaf. Right, it doesn't say lahakriv korban kol shiva simei pesach musaf al tamid, which is what it says in Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but it does mention al tamid. Okay, everybody clear about this? So it's yivanu lahakriv korban musaf. It's called korban musaf, not korban musaf al ha whatever, but it is musaf al tamid. And in the others, it's just Lahakriv Korban Musaf. There's no mention in any of the others of Tamid. Now, if you look at the Psukim, give me one more second. If you look at the Psukim, I think this is mostly very Meduya. But if you look at Parshas Pinchas, if you look at Parshas Pinchas, it goes like this. Okay, this is what we read this morning, right? It starts off with the Tmidim, Chav Ches. Then you have Ubiyom HaShadosh, Shnei Chavasim B'nei Shana Tmidim, Mishnei Asarim Solas, Mincha B'lob Hashem Ben Iskal, trying to fight the, you know, urge to, you know, just, you know, start laning the Kriya, right? And then it says, Olas Shabbas B'Shabbato, Al Olas HaTamid Ben Iskal. Okay, so that pasuk, Olas Shabbas B'Shabbat, the Al Olas HaTamid Ben Iskal, that phrase appears only with regard to Shabbos, implying that the Musafim are on top of, but connected to, right, Olas Tam. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there you have a slightly different form of Rosh Echad Shechem, etc., etc. And here you have Al Olas HaTamid, right, Usir Zim Echad Chatas LaHashem, Al Olas HaTamid, Yeyaseh V'Nizka. So what you have that you have in Shabbos is the phrase Al Olas HaTamid. But in Shabbos, it's just very simple. You have Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, Al Olas HaTamid V'Nizka. Okay, and here you have, you break up the different karbanos, that's fine. Al Olas HaTamid, Yeyaseh V'Nizka. By saying Yeyaseh V'Nizka, you kind of break up a little bit the impression that this is like, oh, this every day there's a Tamid. Shabbos is the impression. The Tamid of Shabbos includes, also Musa. Okay, and Rosh Chodesh, it's close to that, but the disruption, and also just the eking out of the Karban, gives the impression that it's Al Olas HaTamid, but it's Yeyaseh V'Nizka. Okay. What happens on Shabbos, in Pesach? So, the first day of Pesach, Milvad Olas HaBoker, Asher Lo Olas HaTamid, Tasu Aseila. One second. Yeah. So, again, when it comes to first day, it's Milvad Olas HaBoker, Asher Olas HaTamid Tasu Aseila. Milvad gives you more of an impression of, you know, being separated from. Right? It's not Al Olas HaTamid, it's Milvad Olas HaTamid. Right? Al connect is a mitzare. Milvad is a mafre, it's a mechitza. But then when it comes to the totality of Pesach, it's almost like there's a din in Yom Tov, Rishon, and then, you know, there's a din in the whole Tkufa. It says, Ka'ela Tasu Yom Shivas Yamim, because there's no independent, you know, Kedusha Sayom, that's the difference between Pesach and Shavuos. Lechem Yishe Reach Nikoch Lashem. Here it says, Al Olas HaTamid Yeyosev V'Nizko. So Pesach Yom Tov Rishon is Milvad. But the totality of Pesach, or let's say, you know, the rest of Pesach, where you don't say Hallel, in other words, the generic aftermath of Pesach, that's treated like Rosh Chodesh. Which is very interesting, because again, there's no Hallel, has the same status as regarding Hallel too, right, and other things. Okay, then comes the B'Yom HaBikurim. This will just go very quickly. Each of the rest of them are just Milvad Olas HaTamid. Okay, that's the end of Perek Kafkas. That is Yom HaBikurim, that's Shavuos. Then in B'Chodesh HaShvi'i, Rosh Hashanah, it is Milvad Olas HaChodesh, U'minchasa, because that's because of Yom Chageinu, right? V'Olas HaTamid U'minchasa, V'Nizkehem K'mishpatam, again. Then comes Yom Kippur, again, Sirachad Yizimachad Chatas Milvad Chatas Kippurim Beolas HaTamid. Nothing else is Al. The only Al's, in other words, are Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and the rest of Pesach. Everything else is Milvad. I'll just follow through. B'Chamisha Sayom LaChodesh Hashi Mikra Chodesh Yelachem. There you have every single day, because you have the Sefer Kiddush Sayom. So the first one is Sir Yizimachad Chatas Milvad Olas HaTamid. Right, the Yom HaSheni, again, I don't have to do each one, but you know, milvad, this is pasuk ketes, milvad olas hatamid. Then you have pasuk chabes, milvad olas hatamid. B'yom haravi, right, pasuk chafches, milvad olas hatamid. B'yom hachamishi, right, milvad olas hatamid, pasuk chafches. Then you have b'yom hashishi, the other pasuk lamed aleph, milvad olas hatamid. B'yom hashvi'i is again, this is pasuk lamed dalet, milvad olas hatamid. Then you have Shmini Atzeres, Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tiyah Lachem, and here you have Milvad Olas HaTamid. Okay? So, basically, what I'm trying to say is that is it a coincidence that the psukim are kind of are reflected in one way by the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos with slightly different formulation? I find it very inspiring. Shabbos is a little different, right? It's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the rest of Pesach. That's how it is in Sefer HaMitzvah. It's very meduyah from Pesukim. It's amazing. And in the Koteret, you just have Shabbos separate from the rest. Well, Shabbos is the most separate. Okay. So what would be the reason for this? I think there are various reasons. I think part of it has to do with, you know, the Tmidius, you know, practically in the calendar, and conceptually of Shabbos, right? And again, you know, to use the Ramban's, you know, famous felicitous, you know, perspective about, you know, Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and, you know, Havdalah, everything revolving around Shabbos. Right? Every day revolves around Shabbos. So every day that you bring, every day, every Tamid, you know, is Yom Rishon v'Shabbos, Yom Sheni v'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi v'Shabbos, etc. Then, of course, it's Kavu of a kind of Misheshes and Ibrachas. So you could tell, you know, from the beginning of time, you could chart out, you know, which Tamidim are going to be paired with Shabbos. Certainly, if you were to take the view that, you know, there's Tamid Yom Rishon, Tamid Yom Sheni, Tamid Yom Shlishi, well, there's a Tamid of Shabbos every week. And even if there wasn't, because those days maybe are the same, but there's still a Tamid of Shabbos to look forward to every week. So it's in the nature of Tamid and the nature of Shabbos, and its tmidius, and its role, that, and again, the simplicity of the karbanos as well, for that matter, that, you know, al olas hatamid, you know, makes a lot of sense. And I think there are other reasons as well, the Tiskuni and Bali Tosis al Torah, and Tosis in a few different places, also have some interesting comments about the role of Shabbos and Tamid. On Shabbos, are you supposed to, you know, in the Karbanos, are you supposed to mention, you know, the Karban Tamid more so on Shabbos than on other days, right, in Tefillah? That's a discussion in the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch. Or when do you get up? You know, what's the best time to get up, you know, Shabbos morning, you know, and for Tefillah? Is it more defined lechatchila by the zman haTamid or by the zman haMusa? So again, some interesting discussions about that. And is Shabbos in that respect different than, you know, than other, you know, you make a dusha? And there are many other issues as well. I don't want to go into the whole thing right now. The point I'm trying to make is that there may be a special relationship between Tamidim and especially the Musafim. Again, I think it's, by the way, very meduyah, that it's Shabbos and then it's Rosh Chodesh, because again Rosh Chodesh is obviously the most frequent, but in addition to that, again, in terms of being a category of Zman, it has a certain stature, and I think Pesach, you know, a little more, again, the coincidence between the status of Rosh Chodesh and the other Yomim of Pesach, or the total holiday or impact of Pesach. Pesach, of course, is the generic first Yom Tov also, that's where Hetrochel Nefesh comes from, in Parshas Bo, and it's the first after Shabbos. So I don't think that any of this is coincidence. So if we say that the Tamidim require the presiding of the Kohen Gadol, to say that the Musafim of Shabbos, which anyway is kind of integrated to some extent with the Tamidim, if that's really true, would make sense as well. That's the third approach. The fourth approach is just the idea that Yom Kippur is such a transformative day that even if you don't say the general convergence idea, and never mind the specific Shabbos convergence idea, the idea that, you know, Yom Kippur Achas Bashana, you know, that it's such a linchpin day of the year and such a transformative day of the year, you know, that anything that takes place on Yom Kippur cannot help but be, you know, Yom Kippur defined. So I think that's totally different from what I said before. I think that's another perspective. Part of the Hagdara, the Ketuchas Hayom, of Yom Kippur is its transformative or linchpin, you know, status. And that just, again, if that's true, it probably will affect other things as well. Again, I think it does. Kol Yom things, which we'll get to. And then finally is the idea that we've been pushing all the time. And I don't think that these are mutually exclusive. That is, even if we were to say, or even with all of this, it still may not be part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, even if it's transformative and converging, you know, and so on. But if the Rambam really holds, and I was suggesting that he does, because I'm suggesting that it's fascinating that the Rambam begins Avodas Yom Kippurim with the Tmidim, with the Hava Mina that maybe there are no Tmidim, and then with the Maskana, without proving it, right, that the Tmidim require a Kohen Gadol, you know, Enon Ella, the Kohen Gadol Bilvat. So you went from, like, maybe there should be no Tmidim on this day, Achas Bashana, you know, to saying, well, it just totally, you know, requires a Kohen. And then what I said the other day, the Nimtza and the combinations, the point that I was trying to make. Given all of that, you know, for the Rambam to hold that this is the day of the Kohen Gadol, and that's what kind of what Yom Kippur, you know, is about, and it'll apply even, you know, outside of the Karbanos. So to say that it applies even to coincidence of the calendar was of Shabbos, even if you want to see it that way. Again, I don't think these are mutually exclusive ideas. But each one, I think, stands in its own right, that it's a din of the Gavra Kohen Gadol, as long as it's something that, minimally at least, ends up integrating into the Kedushas Hayom. Asher. Sorry, you got it, I had it before. Yeah.
I was thinking in the Kuteres and Sefer Mitzvos.
Say again?
In the Kuteres and Sefer Mitzvos, it would be that first he wants to introduce and get comfortable with the term Musaf and origin, and then once he's established that,
he
can use the shorthand.
Yeah, that's true. Because the first. Okay. Could be. I'm just pointing out that, again, the plus, that's why I say, I think what I said before was that these are small points, you know, each one, but that I thought that the cumulative evidence was more compelling. In other words, if I only had that one word in the Rambam, I think your point methodologically would be 100% correct, and I think either way it still remains true. But when you combine it with the fact that in Sefer Mitzvos he's also very careful, you know, Shabbos is still a little different even than Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and then you have all the others, and then you look at the Psukim, and it's just Al Olas HaTamid. So I think because it's reinforced by Sefer Mitzvos and by where you don't have that other point, unless you want to say that's a pshat, you know, like Allah Tamid, but then you don't need to say it twice in the Psukim. I mean, then you don't need to say it again in Rosh Chodesh and Pesach because we've already explained what that means, and you don't need to say Milvad for Yontif and then go back and say Al, you know, afterwards for the totality of Pesach. So I agree. I think it's a very, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, and it's a good methodological point. But, you know, given the cumulative language evidence and some of the substantive elements as well that you see from the halacha, that it's treated a little bit differently, I'm very comfortable, you know, combining, you know, all the evidence together. Good. Okay. So what about Lechem HaPanim? So the Or Sameach, in that piece, in? Did I bring it? I left it. Oh, I left it in the other room. In that piece, Or Sameach suggests that the Haktaras Habazichin, or the Siluk Alechem Apanim, or the Habaz Alechem Apanim, would not require a Kohen Gadol. Question is, why not? If you believe in this, all this convergence stuff and so on and so forth. So he suggests that even though the Haktar Sabazichin and everything else takes place on Shabbos, that really the Mechayev is not, you know, this man. It's really a din in last week's Karba. So I guess similar to the idea that that is projected by those who think that Trumas Hadeshen, you know, belongs to yesterday, right? But again, that still is debatable a little bit, whether that's even true. But this, I guess, is like a super that, in that it's, you know, it's last week's, we're finishing up last week's Karba. Of course, whether or not the extent to which Lechem Apanim, you know, which is a weekly thing, belongs to last week or next week, or is a bridge between them, and that's maybe part of the Kiyum, that's a big issue in Lechem Apanim that we're certainly not going to analyze right now. Of course, again, the more you think that it's a din of the Gavra, Kohen Gadol, anything that takes place in this Tkufa, when you still say that, hard to know. Again, the Or Sameach notes that B'di'evet, there's no psulina if you were to leave the, you know, the Lechem Apanim even longer. That's his way of showing that it really isn't a kiyum of today at all. But again, the more it's a din in the Gavra, especially if you also say it does include Trumas Hadeshen, and you don't think that Trumas Hadeshen is also Hechshel Hayom, so it becomes an interesting question. Let's see. Yeah, it should be noted that again, the status of Lechem Apanim in general is part of the story, and also a little bit even in terms of the convergence question. The Gemara says in Sukkah that that all the Mishmaros participated in Yom Tov, you know, allocations. Right, and that included Lechem Apanim. And if the Shabbos was Chal on a Yom Tov, then all of the Mishmaros, you know, took part in that. So it sounds like, from that point of view, that there is a status of Yom. Again, it could just be no Chalos, you know, of this Shabbos or this moment, but L'maisa, the Fo'al, is still happening. So you have to try to figure out what's Kovea Legabi the Mishmaros. But at least as a piece of contrary evidence, that's something to note. Moreover, it occurred to me that if you look in the Rambam, and look at Tamid and Perik Vav, Halacha, Halacha Yud Gimel, interesting that the Rambam, the Shabbos Maktir and the Shnei Bezichei Levona Im HaMusafim Kodem Nisuch Yayin Shel Musafim. That's what the Rambam says above Yud Aleph. The Shabbos Maktir and the Shnei Bezichei Levona Im HaMusafim Kodem Nisuch Yayin Shel Musafim. So this whole discussion in the Nosei Kelin, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah, Mari Korkas here, really, the Makoros and the Gemara just say that you bring the Korban Musaf of Shabbos prior to the to being back to the Shnei Bezichei Levona. It's not so clear that it's Kodem Nisuch Yayin Shel Musafim. That's not so clear. They're wondering where does Rambam know that from exactly. Moreover, which to me is just as important, the Gemara says Kodem. Rambam uses the expression Im HaMusafim. I'm saying, the Gemara says after the Musafim, and Kodem, the Nisuch HaYayin of the Musafim, right? So they're still wondering about that halacha, but also the language I'm just pointing out in the Rambam goes further than that of the Gemara. It says, im ha-musafir. So it occurred to me that maybe this is the Rambam, and it's interesting, you know, because the Rambam integrates this whole discussion of lechem apanim in the prakim here, tamid and musafin, with the musafin. Okay. So, and then, you know, this is like the last halacha before he talks about the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So, is this the Rambam's way of trying to, again, integrate? That's the word im, and that's how he knows it's in the middle, and therefore before the Nisuch Hayayin. This is the Rambam's way of establishing, you know, that that this is a din of musafim. In terms of the pious, for example, the pious for the musafim and the hakataras, you know, habazichin is the same. To me, the musafim, I think, and bazichin, I believe, is the same. On the other hand, just to note, just to be fair again, in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph, right there, the Rambam says the achar korban amusafim maktirim shnei abazikim. Shnei kohanim makrivim the shnei abazikim. So here it's the achar korban amusafim, whereas again the final word in the end of Parak Vav is im hamusafim. Okay, so anyway, this is an interesting issue, something to think about. The Achronim point out, the Chelkas Yoeh points out that that the Gemara says in Zvachim and Tzadi Tesovid Beis, all the Achronim will quote this question, that whoever's not roy to do the Avoda is also not roy to be cholek the Lechem Apanim. So this is the question. Is it conceivable that anybody other than the Kohen Gadol would be mechalek the lechem apanim if only the Kohen Gadol is roi la'avoda on Yom Kippur? That's the Chelkas Yoav's question. Not the strongest question in the world. I mean, I'll get to explain what I mean in a minute. But it's an interesting ha'ara. It's a ha'ara which assumes... Yeah, what do you want to say?
Are they mechalek lechem apanim?
Yeah. That's explicit in the Gemara. Gemara says that too, that they were mechalek the lechem apanim on Yom Kippur. Yeah. So, at the end of the day, if they were mechalek on Yom Kippur, which the Gemara says they were, then, you know, how could it be anybody but the Kohen Gadol? So, just to highlight them, you know, I think the question implies, obviously, you know, a very strong view on the role of the Kohen Gadol, right? Not just that, you know, that his role is ma'akev, but that no one else is considered to be roy, you know, la'avoda, b'osayom. So there's an interesting discussion in the Milchas Chinuch. Milchas Chinuch wants to know, in Simen Kuf Pehei, whether Kohen Hedyot, this is my suggestion to connect, is a Kohen Hedyot who does the avodos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so it passes the avoda. But is there a psul zar? We talked about it a little bit. I think Yaakov was asking a little bit about that the other day. Is there a psul zar legabe onshin, malchus or misa, you know, or not? And he's mistapik about that. Then he's mistapik. Anyway, these are all relevant points anyway to what we're discussing. Then he's mistapek, and what about a Kohen Hedyot, let's say, who does the Tamid on Yom Kippur? Right? You know, according to the Rishonim, who think that, you know, that you need a Kohen Gadol, is he also Zar? Well, it's obviously could be Bechaleg between, you know, the Avodos. Even when it comes to the Avodos, it's not clear that he was Zar. Right? And even with regard to the Tamid and whatever, is it possible that he is a Tzar? So at one point, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe it depends, on the Balamor. Meaning, if you hold like the Balamor, I mean, you have such an expansive view of the role of the Kohen Gadol, so maybe the Kohen Hedyot, you know, is also a Tzar. I find that fascinating. He's not suggesting that if you have, you know, if you hold like the Balamor, there are more things, you know, that the Kohen Hedyot, you know, could be a Tzar about. Right? That's not what he's saying. He's saying it the way we would like him to say it. You know? Which is, does the Balamor's expanded you know, list, does that highlight also a quality? It doesn't say this, but this is what obviously what he's getting at. Does that reflect a qualitative perspective as well? Here, just read the Kohen Hedyot Avad Hine Ka'et Lo Matzasi Mefurash B'Divrei Rabbeinu Rambam Im Afilu Avodas Hayom Devadei Pasul B'Kohen Hedyot O Stalin Devadei Pasul B'Kohen Hedyot Aaron B'Chuka K'siv Mikomakom In Kohen Hedyot Shedino Kizar Kibel O Holich Dama Parva Sair Posen Devadei Achzorachim B'Mchayev Malkas Kizar The Nomar Kim Shatora Makpida Dafka Kohen Gadol In Kain Kohen Hedyot Nechshav Kizar Ovin Avodah Sheina Tama Chutzma Shepasos Avodah Chayev Malkas Mishim Zar LaYikrav Chayim Zar Ovin Avodah Tama Mishim Bechayev Misa B'Dei Shemayim So E Kohen Hedyot B'Yom HaKippurim Gam Kain Dino Kizar Olo Horakta Avodah Sopsula Machlas Aron V'Chuka Avon Mekomokom Lovin B'Chal Zar Even the Ove Tamid, also maybe, yeah. But Oshayach Ahadre could also be an issue whether it's a Din Tachas Aaron or it's a Din Kohen Gadol, ironically. Meaning, if you substitute for Aaron, when that's a Din Zar, maybe in Kahuna Gadola, or you could go either way. That's an interesting question. Would that factor have anything to do with this, whether it's Tachas Aaron, in either direction, whether it's Tachas Aaron or it's a Din Kohen Gadol? But either way, so far he's asking the question in the Avodos that Lekula Alma require a Kohen Gadol, and we're Lekula Alma that it's possible. Then he says, Ube'emes, he tries to be right from the Sugi Yivamos, but Shchitas Paro Shel Aaron, where the Gemara, Maksha, the Gemara says, a Kohen Hedyot, Nami Zaro. The question is, does he mean it? Okay. Then he says, Aval. The Efshar de Laharaza, meaning Balamor, the Kol Avodos Shayom Zeh Psulim B'Kohen Hedyot, Nechshav Lazar B'Kol Avodos. Right, V'Tzorach Bir B'Davar Zeh, the Efshar de Al-Shar Avodos Hayom in Chayim B'Kohen Hedyot, Tzorachim Gzas. Okay? So my point is that what's this got to do with the Balamor? He's not just looking for, I mean, forget about the Balamor. What about the other Rishonim would think that, you know, that unless he, again, I should also add one other point. The Minchas Chinuch himself, when he presents the different views about the scope of the Kohen Gadol's, you know, required involvement on Yom Kippur, Ki'ilu formulates the Rambam as if it's the Ramban cited by the Ritva. And I think the reason for that is, as we know, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam quotes that Ritva and thought that the Ritva was referring to the Rambam. So it could be that the Minchas Chinuch, you know, thought that there were only, you know, like, you know, two shitos, practically. And that according to the Rambam, all the other things are l'chatchila, not b'diyah. Maybe that's why he asks this question, you know, Dafka according to the Balamor. But even then, it's strange, because at least also according to the Ramban, Chamos, which he's familiar with. So I just wanted to be, again, honest about that. I think that's also a possibility. But either way, I think the way I understand more likely what the Minchas Chinuch is up to here, but either way, I would just ask the question, if not on my own, and that is there a correlation between the more expansive, again, corpus that requires a Kohen Gadol, right, and the degree to which, you know, that really defines the Avoda, right, even with regard to Zah. And it's why am I mentioning that now? It's a standalone very important issue and idea in everything that we're discussing, both the Balamor expansion and the question whether or not Kohen Gadol requirement triggers Zahar even when there is a psul. What's it got to do with this? The answer is the Chalkas Yoav was asking, how could you, if you're Mechalek the Lechem Aponim on Yom Kippur, which the Gemara says you are, and if the Gemara says that Chiluk Lechem Aponim has to require somebody who's Roy Lavoda, so how could it be anybody but the Kohen Gadol? So I'm just trying to point out from the Menchas Chinuch that even if you require Kohen Gadol, right, does that mean the other people are Einam Ruyim LaAvoda? Right? And particularly this Avoda. And especially, you know, if you think that this isn't Avodas Hayom. Okay, that's all you think about. The other thing to mention, just very quickly, is that, you know, in this whole discussion about the status of Lechem Aponim, so again, I mentioned the language of the Rambam about Musafim, where he places it, it's two different Lashonas in the Rambam. And I mentioned that, you know, part of the question, of course, is, or Sameach also deals with this, you know, whether Lechem Aponim, you know, is a Kiyum Shel Osoyom, or the week of the past week, or the future week, or the Mavar week, or both weeks, or what exactly it is. In connection with this, there also is an interesting tosis in Sukkah, and some of the Gilyonei Ashas and other people there discuss this question as well. So the Mishnah, the tosis in Sukkah, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, seems to have two deos, whether or not Lechem Aponim are part of the Kedushas Hayom, or flow from the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos or not. There Tosis discusses the problem. By the way, the idea that Kol Mishmaros Shabbos Bechilak Lechem Aponim, that's, I mentioned the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah in Sukkah, Anun Hei Omid Beis. By Bishlosh and Prokham Bashana, you Kol Mishmaros Shabbos, Bei Murei Haregalim, Ubechilak Lechem Aponim, right, etc. Batzeres, Omer La Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. So the question is, on Atzeres, on Shavuos, if there's also Chiluk Lechem Aponim, and there's Chiluk Karban Shtei Alechem, so one is Matzah, and the other is Chametz. What do you say first? Helech Matzah, or Helech Chametz? Okay? So, one is Tadir, and the other is more kind of Makudash. So the Gemara has a whole discussion here on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Itma Rabba Mar Sukkah V'Achar Kach Zman, Rabba Chana Mar Zman V'Achar Kach Sukkah. They're going about this whole question, Tadir Shein and Tadir versus the Kedusha Sayyam. Ayayin Gorim L'Kedusha, and so on. So part of the discussion is the question of this Mishnah, right? Tznan, Batzeres Omer L'Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. V'hachad Chametz Ikar Matzah Tafel, right? What do you mean Chametz is Ikar? I mean, today it's Shavuos. And Shavuos, it's Shabbos Shavuos. Korban Shtei Lechem is more up front, right? And the Shabbos part is, that's the Chametz part. The Matzah part, meaning the Lechem Aponim, is Tafel. So why do you say Uptani Helech Matzah the Helech Chametz? So the Gemara says Tiyufta, then the Gemara finally concludes, nonetheless, Hilchos HaSukkah V'Achar Kach Zman. Well, there are 2 days in Tosa says V'lo Chayshin L'Stam Masnis, I'm sorry. Yeah. Lo Chayshin L'Stam Masnis V'Tani Helech Matzah Helech Chametz. Inami Choshev Nami Lechem Aponim Chov Asayo Afo Bishehem Mishabbos She'Avra. Right, so here you have again a whole discussion in the Achronim about the status of Lechem Aponim. And part of this question would be, what about Lechem Aponim Yom Kippur, which is Mischalek? Right, what would be the halacha in this case? Okay? On the other side, you have, you know, we talked about Trumas Adashen, the Minchas Chinuch. Here in Kuf Pei Hei, I have that on the Marmakopos as well, an Os Aleph wonders whether or not if you hold Nechaskinachot Os Aleph Torachin the Das HaRadza. According to the Balamor, Avoda miyom sha'avar kagone varim shenitosu me'erev Yom Kippur u'mashla b'hem ha'ar the Das Harbi Shitos u'mechalim atosas dochim Shabbos v'Yom Kippur. Right? Im osan evarim gam kein dafka b'kohen gadol. Okay, so there it's clear to the point Ali was making to me the other day as well. That's why I put it here. That those are clearly, you know, yesterday's kiyum. Right there, there's no, it's not, no ambiguity like the Shemas Adesha or others. So these are all interesting questions. Again, you have to, as you've seen, it takes a little longer because you have to basically contend with two issues. One is the status of each and every one of these questions. You know, what are they? You know, and do they integrate into Yom Kippur and into the Avoda in any way as an additional kiyum? Are they redefined? You know, et cetera, et cetera. What is the status of Lechem Apanim? What is the status of Trumas Hadeshen? What is the status of Evarim, you know, of previous Karbanos? And so on and so forth. And at the same time, again, what do you need? What level do you need in order for the Kohen Gadol to be required? And if not, is it Zar? Is it Hassel? The issues that we... Is there a problem in Chalukas Lacham Apanim? Is it considered Einar Roi Lavoda? Anybody but the Kohen Gadol? Etc. Okay. So what remains to be done... Sorry, I'm running a little late. We'll have a lot to do on Sunday. What remains to be done is just a couple more Gemaras very quickly. That is, what about Shechita and Marika? Just very quickly on Shechita, there's not much more though. Shechita, Marika, Hagrala, yeah, what about those? And probably a few other things as well. So, just in terms of my makomos that I gave you, just very quickly. So, yeah. So let us start with make sure I'm not skipping things. Okay. So just with regard to the problem of we'll take care of the smaller ones first. With regard to Trumas Hadeshen, right, so you also have this discussion in Tosas and Yuma and of Chaf Amud Beis. Right? Where you have Yishum Chol Shad Kohen Gadol Avdina Mechatzos. It's pretty much, you know, similar to the Balamor Ramban discussion. Also, you should look at Tosar Rosh, some of the other Mashmud Afilu Chumas Hadeshen Shia Vodas Halayla Einak Sheria Ksheira Lebos. What's curious to me is that this formulation acknowledges that Trumas Hadeshen is Avodas Halayla, right? And still considers that the possibility that you require Kohen Gadol, as opposed to, again, the view in the Ritva Tosas Shans, which is arguing that it's Hepsher Shalyom, or also Hepsher Shalyom. Anyways, L'hochim b'kadminan k'deisha nuach bin Avodazul Avodas Hayom. But the Riva disagrees, the Logar seen in Kohen Gadol, right? Actually, it's the Mishum Chulsha the Kohen. Right, kodem shakoim atorim yechalash nikon gadol torim imkein lechshe the high tevila the tava b'hadik chamesh tevilas vasar kiddush and then b'chenos apayot alma shayim afisum yom kippurim right mi torim v'riyo mer the shapar goris kohen gadol alahakim kadim litrom u'asadem aracha l'salek evarim right shalonis achlu k'day sheimatzei kohen gadol mezuman. So this is a major debate, as you can see already in the Balei Tosas, regarding this particular issue. Again, I thought it was curious in light of this, just to note an interesting discussion in Tosfos Yeshanim. And that is as follows. If you look at Tosfos Yeshanim, Pei Aleph from an Aleph, I just point out a curious Gemara, that the Gemara had a Hava Mina, that you might be Bechalek between Yom and Laila, right, when it comes to the Onshin of Yom Kippur. Right, so Tosfos Yeshanim says, right, lo yadana ibiina bechol duchta onesh diimam avilelia b'malacha kagon shabbosas yom tovim bechol hashamoed. Like, what is this din that you might be mechalek between Yom and Laila? So again, this is in general an interesting question. Like, this comes up when you have certain discrepancies, like, you know, a lulav is only by Yom, the shofar is only by Yom. So it's interesting to ask, you know, whether or not, you know, Balayla, it's already, like, the, you know, the Yom and the Laila are totally different, you know, Zmanim within the Yom Tov as a result of that, and it's only a din in the Yom, or just it's a din in the Yom Tov, in the Kedushas Hayom. But, you know, the Zman HaKiyum is by Yom, but it's a Kiyum for the whole day, and it defines the whole day. Or, you know, there's like a generic or a Yom Tov with certain aspects Balayla, and then, you know, once you hit, you know, Yom, so then there's a Mechayev, a new Mechayev of Shofar. You might be Mechayev in different ones. For example, in terms of it might be actually Nafka Mina, you know, in terms of Dechia, you know, the question of Dochin, the mitzvos, Nir v'nitcha, those kind of things, Dochoy Meikara. The Rishonim talk about this in Sukkah and in other places, but especially in Lulav HaGazel. With regard to Muktzah, other things. In other words, is it, how do you look at, and you might be Mechalek, say between different applications of this, the Gemara has in the end of Sukkah, and for the parak of Sukkah, right, the discussion regarding Sukkahs, whether, you know, all of Sukkahs is with regard to Yeshiva B'Sukkah is one unit, or every day is a different Mechayev. There, the Gemara, some of the Shaka B'Tars in the Gemara, when they're comparing, you know, the Dalad Minim and Yeshiva B'Sukkah, seem to revolve around, you know, this this question whether or not, you know, Mifsiki Leilos Sayamim, you know, matters, you know, or not. So this question, this Gemara here, which talks about the possibility regarding Omshu B'Chalik B'Yom B'Laila, is very intriguing and needs to be put in that kind of a context. On the one hand, it seems like you have one Kedusha Sayom, not saying Zman, you know, separately in the morning, right? But since vis-a-vis certain specific things, their Zman is only Bayom, so is that like an additional, you know, Kedusha Sazman, or Kedusha Lagabe, or Zman Lagabe the Mitzvah? No, it's all just in the method of Kiyum, but not, or Yumachak. Oh. But I thought that, you know, it could be that there's a special din in Yom Kippur, and that is that the role of the avoda, right, is such that since the avoda is dafka bayom, you know, that even more so than other chagim, you know, is responsible. I think I already mentioned the other day that, you know, the evidence of Yom Atzom for the Rambam and the relationship between Yisur Malacha and Tzom, which by extension, you know, leads us to the relationship between Tzom and about Yom Kippurim. So, the idea that when it came to Yom Kippur, there might have been a difference, given the role of the... And then in light of that, to go back to the question of, I guess, the Trumas Hadeshen, you know, and it being a Maisa, you know, a Korban, you know, of the night before, as opposed to the next day. So I think that really kind of takes on quite a different significance. I also should mention that when it comes to the world of Karbanos, this, you know, both might also explain the phenomenon just of Trumas HaDeshen and so on, or maybe, you know, contributes again to the sugya here on Pei Aleph, you know, that typically when it comes to the world of Karbanos and the Mikdash, you know, the day is really the beginning, not the night. So that may have some impact here as well. Okay, so that's one issue. The other issue I wanted to mention very quickly is the question of Hagrala. Again, I don't want to go into this in any detail. The Gemara here, the Mishnah and the Gemara, on the Lamed Tesav and Aleph, Tarf Kalfi, you know, there are different models. The Kohen Gadol put his both hands, his right and his left, in the Kalfi and brought out the various simanim. Or he put in his right hand and the Skan put in his right hand. Right? So that's the discussion here. Right? That's the discussion. Oh. So according to the Tzav Yehuda, one second, the Mikimar says here, Masisan Deloki Aitana, the Tanya, Rabbi Yudomer, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Askan, the Kohen Gadol Machlisim Yodom Bekalfi. Ibi Mino Shel Kohen Gadol, Ola, Askan Omer Lo Yishi Kohen Gadol, Hag Be Yemincha. Ibi Mino Shel Skan Ola, Rosh Beis Avo, Merlo Le Kohen Gadol, etc. Okay. So that's the discussion in the Gemara. Right? Etc. So the Tosef Shanim, this raises the question, how could it be that the Sgan is going to do the Hagrala? Isn't that a violation of the principle, you know, that only the Kohen Gadol can to do the Avodos? And the Hagrala seems to be significant. So he says here, Tema, Ich Machnis Haskan Yodol LaHagril, but Maskinu L'Kamam B'Shmaita the Rabbi Yudah Hagrala Ma'akebas. So he says, Vomer Rebbe, Ein Kol Kach Avoda, Shoridei Kohen Gadol Mizbarin Asirin, Rabbi Nami Hagrala Lav Avoda. Alpha Gav, Rabbi Nami Lekaman, etc., that there is an Avoda, Vikamaka Min Hagrala Chashuva Kol Kach Avoda. Aval Ein Lomar Shavodasa Mechad Chosa Lizkanza Vikohen Gadol, Jim King, Loy Shamesh Od, Ella Beches King. Wow, I think it's a possibility that when the Skan puts his hand in and does the Hagrala, that's called Abodasa Bechatkasa. But then he says from then on, you would have to wear Rishmona Begadi. Wow. Anyway, so of course, this whole issue, again, is about, you know, what. But I think it's a bit of a strange question here, because in the end of the day, this is about the Hagrala, it's about differentiating the you know, the two Seirim, and the question is, you know, the machlokas here, you know, is that better accomplished by, you know, the right hands of two different people or by the Kohen Gadol's two hands? But certainly the idea would be, it's not like, you know, again, if you have this view that, you know, the Kohen Gadol is like the only, you know, person who's not a czar, you know, to do, I guess, avoda Yom Kippur, you know, like the need, in other words, for somebody of that stature, let's say, to do this particular avoda. So then the idea that there can be an exception, even one that is a result of, like, symbolically, of, you know, is a kiyum in the process itself, doesn't make any sense, because it's like, it's part of that. You have to wear a certain kind of begadim, and you know, you have to work, you know, avoda simin, or all the other dinim of you know, avoda, and in Yom Kippur you have to be a Kohen Gadol. But again, if the idea is that, you know, that the Kohen Gadol, it's a much more flexible idea, it's a dinim of gavra Kohen Gadol, as much as possible, it's a way of integrating the kulal Hashem of the Kohen Gadol with the kulal Hashem of the avoda with the kulal Hashem of the day, you know, those kind of issues, So, you know, dafka, if you think that the, you know, that the kiyum hagrala is better served, you know, by being done by two different, to show that these are two different fates, you know, etc., then that's not going to bother you so much. But either way, I think it's a very interesting discussion. And then finally, what about shechita? So, with regard to shechita, let's just talk about the two Gemaras here for a minute. We have the Gemara here on Lamed Beis. Right? So again, the problem is well known. It's if Shechita's Kshera Bazaar, I guess something to talk about next year a lot, or Shechita's not an Avoda, or both, then it would appear that, you know, it wouldn't require the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara here has this discussion. This is the beginning of the discussion of the Avodah. Vahivilos atamid, kartso. What is kartso? So the Gemara says that's shechita. Right? And then, mirek acher, right? Shechita al yada, v'kibel asadam, v'zarka. So the Gemara says, yachal lo mirek, yehe pasol. There's a haba mina that if it was no marika, that they didn't squeeze out, you know, all of the dam, that would be pasol. Yachal lo mirek, yehe pasol, says the Gemara. In Cain, habli avoda be'acher. That's if lack of marika would be posel, implying that it has a certain stature, then if somebody else were to do it, it would be avoda be'acher. Utan kol avodas yom kippur enekshiras ela bo. So that's how the Gemara concludes that it's mitzvah lamarek. Right, but it's not ma'ake. This is a very strange Gemara. Well, the Gemara seems to say that if it was mitzvah lamar, if marika was posel, then you'd need a Kohen Gadol. But since it's only a mitzvah, right, therefore you don't. And both of these are problematic. If Mariko was Ma'ake, we would dafka need a Kohen Gadol. So the question that Bava Rishonim is, right, the Mariko is the Miut Basra. Right, but Shechita is Kshera Bazar. So how can it be, you know, that the Shechita doesn't require Kohen Gadol? But if the marika was, I mean, shechita is ma'ake. How can the shechita not require a kohen gadol and the marika requires a kohen gadol? That's what bothered the Rishonim, which also should bother them a little bit, but doesn't bother them so much. Is that the Gemara concludes that it's mitzvah lamarek. Somehow that means it's totally fine to hand it over to someone else. So on the second one, we'll just say what we said a second ago. We said, a couple days ago, and that is again, let's say, according to the Ramban cited in the Ritva, right, that whenever it detracts Mishum Chulsha or something like that, right, then there's greater, you know, flexibility, right? So the point is, this is what the Gemara says, that there is a benefit to Mirukai De'acher in terms of facilitating an immediate Kabbalah Saddam. So even though it's mitzvah lamarek, right, the process is enhanced when you don't demand the involvement of the Kohen Gadol. So maybe that's the answer to that. But either way, you have to look at what the Rishonim, or what the, not so much Rishonim, they don't speak about it so much, but what some of the Achronim say about it. But what about the first part? So that's something that Tosas discusses. Tosas in Tomar, right, my kasha, right, me'avoda ba'acher, but perik torf b'kalfi, ikamad ma'asher afilu shkitas paro bazar. Afilu man de posel, en dafka paro, de osi l'chovas hayom, de koyale aron b'chuka. Avol tamid lo shayich l'chovas yom ha'kipurim, lo koyale aron b'chuka b'shkita, kibid l'av avodai. So two things, just very quickly. Right? Oh. There's Ika Mandamar the Machshir. Is this question only according to the Mandamar? Again, if you hold your Machshir Shkita as power of the Tzar, right, then Kol Shekein shouldn't be a problem of the Tamid. That's clear. Okay, and then the question is, so how can Marika, you know, even if it's posel, be more demanding than shechita? That part of the question, we know we need to get back to that in just a second. But Agabi has this comment, v'afilaman de posel hang dafke paro de osi l'chovas hayom, de koyale aron b'chuka. Avol tamid l'shayich l'chovas yom ha'kipurim lo koyale aron b'chuka b'shechita kivdal avavodai. So what I want to just point out is, the way he understands the Gemara later on, which we'll see is different than the way Tosis understands it there, is that the reason that you would require Kohen Gadol for Shechita Sapar is because of it's a din in Chovas Hayom. But once that is true, we'll see in a minute that Tosis in Membeis thinks it's because of the Bailus, it's the requirement of Bailus of the Kohen Gadol. It's a totally different idea. But if it really is a din in the Chovas Hayom, so he's saying, well, you can't compare that to Tamid. So I agree, you can't compare it to Tamid. But let's just say the point that Tosa is making is that the question that he's asking is a question even according to this Mandamar. What you could have said is, according to the Mandamar, that Shechita, the Paro, Shel Kohen Gadol, requires the Kohen Gadol, if that's a din in Chovas Hayom, then Hu Adin, but Tamid. Right? Because the Tamid, you know, according to this view, becomes integrated into the, again, not on the level of the particular avodos, but again, the Tosas themselves in Chafam and Beis had two deos even about Trumas Hadeshen. And the only reason Trumas Hadeshen know is because it's avodos halayla. But the Shechita, which is a din in the Avodas Hayom, even Zino Chanami doesn't have the same level as Par, but just because, but that's why he adds the words, Kivin de Lav Avodahi. So what? That means that the Shechita of, but he's assuming it's an Avoda in the Par. Why can't it just be not an Avoda generally, but when it's part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, right, then it has a Chalos Avoda even for the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so that's number one. He doesn't hold that way. He still thinks that Shechita Lav Avoda will apply, right, even to a Tamid, you know, whose Kabbalah and Holacha and other things require a Kohen Gadol, right? I'm saying that's what you could have said. It would have been an easy, not easy, but it would have certainly been an acceptable answer. Anyway, what is his answer? V'yishlomar demekomakom pasul medrabanan. Now, the Gemara doesn't mean it. When the Gemara thinks that if Mariko was posel, that it would require a Kohen Gadol, that's a din d'rabbanan. Now, is that din d'rabbanan significant? Probably still. Right? I mean, in terms of expanding the role of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, even though it's only a din d'rabbanan. But it's amazing that they thought this din d'rabbanan would apply even to the Mariko. Yeshafar Shemeshu de Mariko Tzor Kabbalah. So then it doesn't have the, you know, kulas of Shkita Ksheir Bazaar, right? Below Nehira, Demi Adif, Miut, Simon Basra, Mirov, Kama. That I don't understand at all, to be honest. I just don't understand what those words mean. Meaning, no, I mean, I understand what the words mean, but I just don't understand the argument. Meaning, how could, she's saying, well, is miyad simin basra, which isn't ma'akev, more chashuv than rov kama? I guess I do understand a little bit. Meaning, the question, what I mean, when I say I don't understand it, what I mean is, we're not speaking b'toras shchita here, we're speaking b'toras kabbalah. Right? But I think what he means is, from a shchita point of view, this is a good taina. But we're saying that what we need here is kabbalah. We have to do with miyut kama, I'm sorry, with miyut basra and robak rov kama. So apparently the point that he's making is with regard to Kabbalah. There's a Kabbalah Saddam, you know, during the Shechita as well. What he's saying is the whole thing is Kabbalah Saddam. So but this is considered the Torah's Kabbalah Saddam, that's considered Kabbalah Saddam, then the Rove Kama even more so. But I think that you might say that even if it is midin Kabbalah Saddam, maybe the Chalos Kabbalah Saddam only begins right after you have a Kasher Shechita. Because Kabbalah Saddam is not during Shechita, it's not coincidental with Shechita. You have Shechita as an order, right? The Shechita. When you have the minimum for Shechita, it could be even more. I mean, Lahalacha, you might be saying, you know, that's the way Tosis is saying is it's like Bimanushak. If, you know, the Shechita also serves, or the end of the Shechita serves as a Kabbalah, then let the beginning of the Shechita serve as a Kabbalah, and let's apply the reasoning of, you know, Rov Kama is stronger than Miyut Basra. What do you see? That it's not true. That Kabbalah is the end of when Shechita is done and finished completely. But I think it's possible to say that Rov Kama is the minimum Shechita, and at that point then you have of Kabbalah. Anyways, Odei Shufarshim, Kivin Hada Amar Shkita Lava Voda, he Hainu Kamosha Pirush Rabbeinu Yaakov, Meorleon, we'll get to it in a minute, Shenohege Asaf Bechula. That's the reason of Sadan Avoda. That's an interesting thing we'll speak about that next year, but what meaning? Because it's Noeg Bechulin, that detracts from or reflects the fact that Sadan Avoda. Hain Meiruk, Enum Akev Bechulin, and Ken Hava Avoda, Veloy Kasha Labo. So it sounds like what he's saying is that the Marika here, it's not Kabbalah, but it is a special din in the Avoda. So the third day, or the basically three perspectives. The first one is that this is a din drabanan. Even then it requires a Kohen Gadol. It's fascinating. The second is, again, where does Kabbalah begin and Shechita end? That's the R that will make the second go. And the third one is that this din of Marika is a special din in Avodas Yom Kippurim. It doesn't apply to regular Shechita. Or maybe it's a din in all Kodesh. But once, I think, assuming that it's a special din in Kohen Gadol, then the Gemara is perfect. What I'm saying is the generic, the din of Shechita, is the Ksher of the Zahar, that's not an Avoda. This, Marika, is an Avoda. It's an Avodah on Yom Kippur. It requires a Kohen Gadol. Okay. Anyways, the Sugya on Membeis, just to point out, or Tosa on Membeis, a little bit different. Here you have the debate in the Gemara. Shechitas Parra Uparo. Meaning there's a debate whether or not what the relationship is between Paraduma and Shechitas Par Shel Kohen Gadol. Rav Shmu Chad Amar Para psula, paro kshera, chadamar paro psula, para kshera. To stay in the Rav Adamar para psula, because he said that shchitas para bizar is psula. Amar Rav Allah, el azar v'chuka shaninu ba. Okay. Rav Maishna para, the siv al azar v'chuka, paronami at siv al v'chuka, shchita lava bodai. Yehoki paronami, shani para de kachar ben kabayis. Okay. Okay. So you have this machlokus in the Gemara, whether or not shchitas paro shel kohen gadol is kshera, the zar, or is psula. Then you have this really interesting tosis, which I'm not going to go into completely. And that is, what does it mean when we say shchita is lav avoda? Right? Is it because of kshera bazar, or Ksheira b'shar psulim, Isha and Balmum and so on and so forth. Or is it like Rabbi Yaakov more early on, who says that Ksheira shkitas lava boda because it's no heges afilu b'chulin, right? Different views. Then at the end of Tosas, Tosas says, towards the end, about to give a second. Tema. Lifrich mi paro shel Aaron, the mandamar psula bizar. They'll have a matzul shnuy. Okay, Omer li, hold like Rabbi Yaakov. Omer li Moriah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shlomo, b'shem Rabbi Yosef Kaltzon. The mihasam leka lemiprach. The hasam lav mishum davoda hi. The hapsula filo b'shar hakohanim. Ela b'koin gadol lechudei. Ela goli rachmana the beinan bailim. Okay, so this view in Tosas suggests that, not like Tosas before, again, I don't know why they don't point this out. Tosas before, assuming it's a din of Chofes Hayom, I was suggesting, once you say that, that might even apply, although certainly you can still mechalek, between Tamid and Paro Shal'ar. But now he's saying that even Paro Shel Aaron is not a din in Avoda or in Chovas Hayom, right? But it's a din in the Bailim, and he's comparing it to Smicha, which requires Bailim. But the Raya, what's the Raya that it's not a din in Avoda? The fact of Psula Filu B'Shar Kohanim. Right, Ella becoming God or Lechude. So, is that a good raya? Elliot, what do you think?
I would not think so.
Right, maybe the hagdara of it being an avoda depends on the Kohen Gadol. It's not even a Kohen Gadol b'toras by them. It's a din Kohen Gadol b'toras Ovid. And the raya from another Kohen, again, is directly related to what we were talking about before. Namely, again, it doesn't even have to go so far. Michas Chinuch is thinking maybe even if he's a czar, even if you're not a czar, right, it's still very possible that it doesn't qualify as an avoda, especially if you're talking about Paro Shel Kohen Gadol. Maybe the bailus aspect, frankly, you know, in addition to being, you know, one of the abodos, you know, hamiyuchados, obviously, it's also the bailus and the aboda of the Kohen Gadol. Right. So I would think that would be a much better way, I guess, to solve this particular question. Interesting, the Tosas Rid on this daf, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, you know, points out the stiras, different gemaras, whether shkita. Sounds like he thinks it's a machlok. Anybody have a language with Tosas Rid? Sounds like he thinks it's actually Havadash, a machlok is a rishonim, right, regarding this question. That's whether or not shkita requires Kohen Gadol, even betam. Yeah, you have it?
Yeah.
It sounds like Shkita and Marika. I mean, Marika and Kol Shekein Shkita would require a Kohen Gadol. Right?
Alma Filu Meruk, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Im Hayim Ake, Vayitzarech Kohen Gadol, Shkita's Hapar, Lo Kol Shekein. So tshuva, svir le'le rav, didach ga'avodas yom ha'kipurim, tzrifa kohen gadol, This is very hard to read. Aval avoda de lav yom ha-kippur nami davka avoda she'ina k'shir bizar aval hashrita hi k'shira b'chol makom bizar lo vayek on gadol.
Good. So basically what it sounds like is that he thinks that's a machlokas. But that the other sugya is aliba demanda amar, that even shchita, what I was trying to say, that even shchitas tamid, right? Although it's not, you know, again, certainly you could draw the line. What he's saying is the machlokas asugya is, do you draw the line at, you know, at paro shel kohen gadol, or will you say what we said about paro shel kohen gadol, even about tamid? Exactly what I was suggesting that you could answer for Tosfos before. He's just saying it's a machlokas asugya. Correct? So that is very crucial. One second. Tosfos Yeshanim here on Lamed. What's that? Tosfos Yeshanim here says Hevilo Tamid Apabishye Sharavodos Shem Lifne Shrita. The Enon Sheres Ela Bekoin Gadol Kedama LeKaban. The Kamakom Lachet Bahadi Atamid Milsa. First of all, there's again the Tosfos Yeshanim. There's a possibility that even Kodem Shchita, meaning Trumas Hadeshen, you need a Kohen Gadol. Then in the second one, he has Kol Avodah Zarah Kippur Enon Sheres Ela Bo Midrabanan Afilu Shchita Ma'iri. That's different. Tosfos says the Drabanan was the Marika. He's saying that midrabanan shchita, the lo b'trumas hadeshen, the mekama kolkach lo shaycha la'avodas hatamid. So there are two deos in Tosfos Yeshanim here about trumas hadeshen, depending on its proximity or its tziruf to the tamid. Okay, so that's also important to this. There is again, don't forget the Ramban, since we're talking about shchita. Let's talk about this next year for those who are here. But the Ramban taught in Mokamos that certainly a Kohen Gadol would be required for Shkita. It sounds like what he's saying is that it's Kshera bizarre, Legabe, that it's not considered to be, you know, that, you know, that it's not considered to be, you know, like a Nevela. Or maybe, you know, an Iser of some other sort. But Legabe, it sounds like Ramban is very comfortable with the idea that even though Shkita's Lava Voda or Shkita's Ksheira Bizarre, that it should be included in the requirement of Kohen Gadol. Very unselfconsciously, the Ramban that we read, Mokhamas, I'm talking about the Ritva. So there are those who suggest, as Rashi in one place seems to suggest, that whether or not Shkita, that Shkita's Ksheira Bizarre, however, if a czar was to be shochet on Shabbos, right, that he'd be chayv. In other words, that the only shchita that's teres for Shabbos is shchitas kohen. Which means the idea that, you know, there are two chalos shchitas. There's a shchita which is kshera but doesn't constitute an avodah. And therefore, when there's counter pressure, like Shabbos, you're going to be chayev. And then there's a shchita, which is a chalos avoda. Right, and that shchita alone, right, requires that shchita requires a kohen. Can a zar be posel shalom l'shma? That's a good question. I mean, according to that view, that would be a good question. Correct. The way of being bitzarev, zvachim, and I like this. That would be a good question. So, of course, if you hold that way, to say that, you know, you need a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, you know, to call it qualifies an avoda, makes a lot of sense. Of course, that's a radical shita. Yeah.
I was just thinking that the Bailin thing in Tosfos, I really thought it wasn't Bailin. It seemed more like Bailin what we were talking about, it being the day of the Kohen Gadol. Because
I don't. I mean, again, I think that makes sense.
I don't think. Number one, where where do we ever see in general that Shkita would be part of the requirement of Bailim? And number two, what's the mucker for Bailim, the Kohen Gadol being the Bailim anyway? Or it would have to be the Parsha.
Well, no, that is Kohen Gadol has to be the Bailim on the par.
Nobody,
we'll get to that's our next topic.
That's true. So let's say he's the Bailim on the par, the same way I would be a Baal on a Korban Agra, but I wouldn't have to do the Shkita, I would have to do the Smicha. So where would we get midday?
No, I understand. No, it is Mechudash.
So the only way I feel like you could understand that is by being an expression of Kol Avodos.
Yeah, I mean,
this one's
either way, it's put it this way. Let's agree that it's different than Tosas on Lamed Gimel. It's different than the Tosas Rid. That 100% is clear. Either way, it's something mechudash. Membeis, what he says. I'm just saying, in the end of the day, to compare it to smicha, and to bring a raya from the fact that other kohanim can't do it because they're not bailim, makes it seem to me that the chiddush is in extending this expression of bailus rather than.
I think it's that too. I just don't know where the extension would come from.
I probably agree with you. Again, I said before the other way. So, like, you know, another way to look at this would be to say,
right,
you know, this is not just like Moses on the Gimel, but that the Bailus component is another reason. Is not disconnected, right, to the fact that this particular korban or the shkita of this particular korban, you know, is something that is conducive to the Kohen Gadol's, you know, required participation. I just don't think that's all he said. Because I just think that then the example of smicha and the proof from other Kohanim just doesn't make any sense. But okay, I'm gonna have to go because I'm already running over time, so I feel badly. But what I want to do on Sunday, what do we say, 12:00? I want to talk about what's left. What we do of these first, and then if I get a chance, I'll speak more about the minyan mitzvos and Kohen Gadol more generally. And I want to, if I can, some mitzvos about minui, on Yom Kippur, avodas hachatzos, if we get a chance. But first, I want to finish up. I want to talk about nasui very quickly, and I want to talk about the par and the ayil and some of the things, and then maybe some. But we'll do what we can. Right? We'll try. And after that, we'll say to be continued.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling?
I'm not going to be
here
on Sunday.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
And I feel really bad because I did Chavura last year on the par, Kohen Gadol. Because I would have loved to hear it. I guess I'll have to listen to the recording.
So, you want to give me help yourself?
That's right.
We talked. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was a good afternoon.
Yeah.
Are
you going away?
Just for the weekend. Back on Monday.
Are you on?
That's what I used to.
Over summer, yeah. We have lost the Shabbos, so.